No, that, well, I don't know where they come from.
I don't know where they come from, but your granddaddy was a fair-bred Yankee.
Yeah.
Because they didn't bother nothing he had when they come through the end of the war, you know.
But they've always lived here. I mean, they did live here. Before they died, I don't remember nothing about them.
Okay. Now, mostly, if you can remind her and let her do the talking.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, so that, because I got to do one at a time so I can get all her speech in
exactly.
on one tape.
Yeah,
okay? Right. So when he, you know, if you could tell me that stuff about your grandparents and all, then it...
Well, they just was farmers as far as I knew.
When you just heard a story that when they came through, nothing got bothered?
No, nothing of my grandfather's got bothered. Not even his horses and mules, nothing like that.
Oh, and what happened to everybody else's?
Well, not near everybody's was taken.
I don't know about that, so...
Yeah, might not all of them was taken.
Do you have any idea, like, what country your family came from? Scotland or England or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Can you tell me how old your husband is?
75.
And, well, are you Baptist, too?
Yes, sir. I'm Irish, too. I'd tell you quick where we come from.
Okay. I'll let her tell me about you, okay?
Yeah.
What's your husband's occupation?
He's retired.
And what about education? Did he get to go to school?
No, he didn't go. What grade did you? About sixth grade.
But he can read and write?
Oh, yes.
And what about your husband's kind of friends and contacts?
Well, we try to be friends to everybody.
Okay, and where was your husband born?
Scriven County.
And what can you tell me about his family?
Well, they did come from Scotland, their father, didn't he?
Ireland.
Oh, yes. They come from Limerick, Ireland.
Yeah.
And your name?
The It was the Limerick Island, and they were
That's granddaddy, way back young.
But has his family been here since the Civil War?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me something about Hiltonia? Suppose I was talking to you on the telephone and I didn't know anything about it. And I said, tell me what the town's like. What's the community like?
Well, it's a very small town, and they put wooden and farming here in Hiltonia. Some farms and some put wood.
Is it all white folks?
Well, there's some colored, but, you know, they work for white people.
What about the economy? Would you say it's sort of it's a rural economy?
Well, I suppose you would call it that.
Mostly farming.
Uh-huh.
Is there a historical society or a library?
No.
Where do the children from the town go to school?
Sylvania.
And how do they get down there?
Bus.
Okay. Now, I have a whole bunch of questions that I have to ask you. I'm not looking for any right answer or any wrong answer. All I'm looking for is what you would say if you could think of a word to say it. I might, like I said before, would you call that embroidery or stitching, whatever. And if you can't get it, I'll just mark it and we'll come back to it at the end. And we'll just rush right through. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
In the afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sun up.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds begin to disappear and the sun begins to come out again, you say that the weather is?
Fairing up.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
A downpour.